Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Years ago, I walked the halls of my old high school. Memories were everywhere. Classmates, teachers, trips to the principal's office. One teacher in particular liked to send me there. He was a wiry man who loved talking of conspiracies, dictatorships, and the end of the world. During my senior year of high school, he told me, "I bought a cabin in the mountains. I'm stocking it with canned goods." His family would bow out of the rat race, step back in time. I remember pitying him then, but in time that cabin started beckoning me as well. A recurring nightmare didn't help. In my nightmare, it's early morning. I awake to discover that my foot is heavy on the gas pedal as I speed down the highway, but I can't see where I'm headed. I am driving blindfolded. Honking horns and speed bumps alert me to the danger, and I rip off that blindfold. It's too late. I am airborne, hurtling over a cliff. Like Wile E. Coyote, I am falling through space, with no animator or air brakes to save me. Years ago, this nightmare began arriving with greater frequency. I was driving too fast along life's interstate, incapable of finding rest stops. On an Alaska highway is a sign, "Choose your rut carefully. You'll be in it for the next 200 miles." Blindfolded by my quest for success, I was in a major rut. Missing quiet reflection that gives birth to wisdom, laughter born of deep friendships, the joy of simplicity. What I would learn in the coming days through an intense burnout would form the backbone of my book, Making Life Rich Without Any Money. A letter later came from a millionaire in Chicago. "If I'd have practiced your methods for simple living 10 years ago, I'd still have my family." A Torontonian asked, "Do you really believe the best things in life can't be bought? If that's true, I have wasted the last 30 years. For 3 decades, this financial investor had bought into the cult of more. Its creed is simple. More money brings more prestige, more recognition, more influence, more satisfaction, more love, and in the end, more peace. All one needs for membership in the cult of more is a thick blindfold. To be busy is to be important, we reason. After all, isn't busyness the mark of a successful life? I once saw a memo, "Don't leave your office to get a drink without your phone in your hand. That way, you'll look busy." Wow. Having grown up below the poverty line, I determined to give my children the things I didn't have. A rust-free car, new clothes, exotic vacations, financial security. I prided myself on being first to the office each morning and last to leave. Weekends spelled work. Evenings meant the same. Then Matthew 16:26 stopped me dead in my tracks. "What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?" Each of us must ask that simple question. It comes from Jesus himself. Over the coming days, I'd like to share some simple keys that helped me remove the blindfold and get my smile back. I learned that my kids didn't need money. They needed love. That even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. And that no matter where you are, there is joy to be found in slowing down in a speeded-up world. For me, it all began when I climbed aboard a jet pointed toward Ottawa, Canada, the capital city of the country, unaware that an event was waiting to change my pace forever. For the rest of the story, keep tuning in to Laugh Again. Meanwhile, slow down, take a child by the hand, and go out for a walk. Make sure it's your child. Very important. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway House to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.